Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The stock market's cratered at the open, with the Dow down 2.5%, NASDAQ off 4% amid a global sell-off. Advisor Gene Peroni.
The market is not obviously telegraphing recession at this point.
Hurricane Debby roared ashore along Florida's Big Bend coast today as a powerful Category 1 storm, flooding streets and knocking out power. And it won't stop there. National Hurricane Center specialist Richard Pasch.
We expect it to move across northern Florida today, Monday, and over the southeastern United States, and in a couple of days probably emerge over the Atlantic, at least near the South Carolina coast.
In a new social media video, independent presidential candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. says he's the one who left a dead bear cub in New York Central Park 10 years ago.
I said, let's go put the bear in Central Park and we'll make it look like he got hit by a bike.
Looked like it was hit by a bike, he says. It was killed by another driver. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris has a slight polling edge over Donald Trump in Wisconsin and other key battleground states. ABC News reports if Harris wins Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, that should clinch a victory. She's expected to campaign in Wisconsin on Wednesday. Voters shouldn't be blamed if they find the statewide constitutional ballot questions on August 13th confusing. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which does nonpartisan analysis of policy issues.
I would expect voters to look at this ballot language and be very confused by it in many cases because it's not straightforward by any means.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. A yes vote would give the legislature more power over spending federal money in Wisconsin. A no vote would keep that power with the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Forecasted rain is leading to warnings about flooding. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for a portion of southeastern Wisconsin from late tonight through tomorrow morning. The watch comes as forecasters predict several hours of moderate to heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A man's body was pulled from the Menominee River near Pottawatomie Casino in Milwaukee yesterday. The fire department got the call at around 1 p.m. and successfully retrieved the body from the water. The cause of death remains unknown at this point. The August 13th Republican primary for Waukesha County District Attorney is pitting two experienced prosecutors against each other. Leslie Bazey is endorsed by County Executive Paul Farrow. Mike Thurston is backed by the sheriff. As the only candidates in the race, the primary winner is poised to win the election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
All systems go in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers put on a show over the weekend on family night. Jordan Love signing autographs for fans and doing interviews.
Training camp has been good so far. Great practice going against a great defense every day. A lot of great competition, but that receiver room, tight end room, all those playmakers, man, they're looking great. I'm very excited about what we got building and just a lot of those guys, you know, taking that next step and building on what we did last year. So I'm very excited.
The biggest question is still at kicker. Anders Carlson went 8-for-9 after going 3-for-6 earlier in the week. Greg Joseph, 7-for-9 family night. The Packers have signed another kicker, Jonathan Garibay, who's kicked for the Dallas Cowboys and in the UFL. Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Nationals 4-3. Milwaukee has now lost 3 straight series. Today they travel to Atlanta, where they'll play the Braves tomorrow night.
I love this team, guys, and I'm not going to start criticizing them for making youthful mistakes or for hitting balls hard and not having it be timely hitting.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. 77 are high this afternoon. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms with locally heavy rain, 64 tomorrow. A few lingering storms in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The Todd Alba Show.
Craig V. Olson, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and it really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Maggie has an interview with the author of White Fragility, Robin DiAngelo. Probably the most important show you're going to hear in a while. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Jessica Plotkin-Sell on the board in Fort Calvin, who, for whatever strange reason, got to have a couple days off.
Who does he know?
I don't know. He's got connections somewhere. No, Calvin deserves it.
Yeah.
He really does. So welcome, Jess. Thank you for sliding into the board. We really appreciate you being here.
Happy to join you.
You can always join the show. You can call. You can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a very busy show coming up today. We're going to debut a new segment at the end of this hour at 10:50. We're calling it Deeply Held Personal Convictions, brought to you by Jell-O. And then in hour number two, we need to talk about Elon.
Yes.
We need to talk about Elon Musk.
Need to have a discussion about that.
Yep, he's little, like the problem child.
That little man.
We will do that in the 11 o'clock hour and also talk about what's happening in Florida and Georgia with Hurricane Debbie and the astonishing amount of rain, some of those areas. They're talking about 30 inches of rain in Savannah, Georgia in the next couple of days. That's a month's worth of rain in 4 days.
My goodness.
So we will be talking about the climate and climate conservation next hour. We wanted to start off, though. There were things happening over the weekend.
What?
I know. As they tend to be. And we talked about this when White Dudes for Harris sprung up.
Yeah.
And that big fundraiser to raise money for Kamala Harris. The latest one that has announced on Sunday, the Harris campaign unveiled Republicans for Harris.
Oh, man, I thought we were going to talk about Deadheads for Harris.
Well, that's come. I'm sure there's one of
there
those.
There is.
Is there a Deadheads for Harris already? Of course there is. The Harris campaign unveiling more than 24 endorsements from Republicans, including former governors, members of Congress, Trump administration officials.
Yeah.
Many of the endorsements coming from politicians who are already openly critical of the former president, including former Republican Governor Bill Weld of Massachusetts, former Representative Denver Riggleman, and former Trump administration press secretary Stephanie Grisham. But there are lots and lots of names on this.
I'm assuming that all of those individuals on there all have the title of former before them.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Yeah. Olivia Troy, who worked in the Trump administration, former secretaries Chuck Hagel and Ray LaHood, former governors Jim Edgar, Bill Weld, Christine Todd Whitman, that's a big name. Mm-hmm. Former U.S. House members Rod Chandler, Tom Coleman, Dave Emery, Wayne Gilchrist, Jim Greenwood, Adam Kinzinger, Denver Riggleman, as I mentioned, Christopher Shays, Peter Smith, Joe Walsh, former GOP state chair and state senator Chris Vance. The support appears to keep growing.
it's mounting
for Kamala Harris.
I just would love to see maybe the, did you say, did it mention the Mesa Arizona mayor? Will he be on the call?
He should be, because he came out in support of her too. The mayor of Mesa Arizona,
the current, not a former, not
right.
A
the current. Current.
And that's the thing that's important to me, is seeing some currents walking up and saying, nope, this isn't right. We're going to go for Harris. She might not share all of our values, but it's better than that psychopath who wants to change democracy.
Well, and even Liz Cheney has said the same thing. Mm-hmm. She said, we can deal with bad policies. We cannot deal with the complete destruction of our democracy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, neither can I. I'm with you on that one, Liz Cheney.
We agree, Liz. Yeah. We agree. A few months ago, we talked to, there's an organization called Republican Voters Against Trump.
Yes, yes.
And we talked to one of the organizers of this group. Mm-hmm. And we also talked to two people from Wisconsin who are also part of this group. They are people who voted for Donald Trump in the past.
Yeah.
And this, even before this Republicans for Harris came out, we have a couple clips, Jess. Let's play clip number one. This is a Republican voter against Trump. His name is David.
Hello, I'm David, and I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. I was an alternate delegate to the 2016 National Republican Convention in Cleveland. I did vote for Donald Trump in 2020. Never again. I think he disqualified himself by leading the insurrection on January 6th. I thought he had a successful presidency, but he's had a horrific post-presidency. He led the mob against the Constitution, really, in trying to overturn a duly elected president. He lost, and January 6th is a disgrace, a stain on our history. As General Mark Milley said, we swear an oath to the Constitution. Donald Trump's already said what he thinks about the Constitution, and it's not good. We can't elect a man like that who doesn't respect the Constitution. The Constitution is above us all. The president takes an oath to defend the Constitution. He has promised to subvert the Constitution. I'm a conservative Republican, and I believe in rule of law. I believe in the Constitution, and I believe in free and open elections and being a good loser when you lose. Donald Trump lost.
That's David from Wisconsin, Republican Voters Against Trump.
Yeah.
And I think that's a crucially important point, especially for people here in Wisconsin, losing with grace.
Well, we're at the point now where in the Republican Party, you can't even say you will accept the election results. If you do that, you're going to be in trouble. They'll call you a rhino for something that was so basic. So basic. It was never a front page story. Now, it's to the point where these are like subversive acts these guys are talking about. It's being so mean to Donald Trump.
I think it's important also to remember that there were 140 officers who were injured in the attack on the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
These people are not patriots.
No.
They're not heroes. They're not being held hostage. And also over the weekend, I saw something that Trump said he is going to go through each January 6th case individually to decide who will receive a pardon if he's reelected.
Is that a little different? Because I feel like he just said he was going to pardon January 6th patriots / hostages. They're traitors, actually. And they don't care about the rule of law or law and order. So now it's he's going to go through
everyone on a case by case basis.
I wonder how many won't get pardons then.
Oh, I think they'll all get pardons.
We'll see.
Do you think he'll skip some?
Well,
just for show.
Let's remember something here. He makes a lot of promises and follows through on none of them. So the fact he says he's going to do this, that's all well and good. I'm Jess, Jane, I am going to run the New York Marathon next year. I promise you that. Check back to me next year when I haven't done it. That's how easy it is to make a promise. But yeah, I'm very interested in seeing, because he doesn't owe them anything. They're all nothings to him.
Absolutely, except for props.
Yeah,
they're very useful props.
They're wonderful props, but that they're not money. They're not clout.
They can't really do anything for him. There's no quid pro quo there.
No, not at all. Not one bit. So I'll be interested to see how well he keeps that promise.
And it will be interesting to see if this group, this Republicans against Republicans for Harris, rather, will actually gain some traction, and we'll see some more people stepping up and speaking out.
I hope so. I've seen their billboards around Milwaukee, and I've actually seen language change on the billboards.
Oh, really?
Before the RNC, it was, you know, I will not be voting for Trump. I cannot support Trump. And now there's one specific, it says, I will be voting for Harris. So they're making themselves known in certain areas. So I think it says a lot. And I think it's saying a lot. You have with Republican voters against Trump, it's more the every guy, every mm-hmm. person. And with this Republicans for Harris thing they're going to do, you're going to see high profile Republicans coming out, and really the same thing we saw in 2008 with Obama, but on a more critical scale.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, absolutely. Again, as more people had their eyes open to Project 2025 and what that would do and essentially completely change our democracy, it's massively unpopular. And of course, now it's, you know, run away from that.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about that. Let's not mention that.
No, they're the kings of running away now. They nothing they love more than running away.
Absolutely. We have one more clip we wanted to play for you. This is Thomas from Republican Voters Against Trump. Just let's take a listen to that.
My name is Thomas Pallone. I voted for Donald Trump in both 2020 and 2016. I do not intend on voting for him in 2024. I will not be supporting Donald Trump in 2024 because I believe his interests are not good for America. Donald Trump is running for president because he cares about Donald Trump. I don't believe Donald Trump has changed. I think he is the man he always was. It's always Trump first. And he's not a conservative. He doesn't even understand conservative principles, doesn't understand our government, how it operates, doesn't understand our Constitution, and doesn't care to understand it. He was the lesser of evils. That's what I voted for two times. This time I can't do that any longer. I think that it would be filled with more empty promises. Trump promised a wall to protect our border, didn't deliver. Promised that Mexico would pay for it, didn't deliver. Trump promised us health care better than Obama's, didn't deliver. A lot of empty promises that Trump made, didn't deliver on.
Absolutely right. He's absolutely right. And the thing about the wall that really gets me is that Steve Bannon fleeced Trump supporters to send him money to help build the wall, and then he bought himself a yacht, and Trump pardoned him.
Mm-hmm. And now where is Steve Bannon right now? In jail again.
Oh, yeah, he is in jail. That's right.
I chose the second clip specifically because I wanted people to hear someone say Donald Trump cares about Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone. Mm-hmm. It's important for a Republican to say that out loud, and also the fact that, you know, he just is the king of broken and empty promises.
You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. You could coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Shaw, WAUK. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Watermaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vitas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Ball.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's a weird world. Won't buy a ticket. Cause it's hard to just stop when you're spinning around.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Jess on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842. If you're watching on the live stream, leave a comment there too on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. We are going to talk about, we need to talk about Elon at 11 o'clock next hour, right after the 11 o'clock news. There's some things going on there that I think we need to just kick around a little bit.
Well, Andrew had in Maine had a very important question on the live stream. He said to us, he said, full stop, why is there a dog walking around behind Greg and not being pet receiving scratches? That is our the very handsome and very capable Luke Mathers dog. She is visiting with us today. And trust me, I would easily walk out of this room and give her all the scratches for the next 2 hours.
Be reassured, Andrew. She is getting Aurora is getting lots of pets and scritches.
So much love.
So much love.
Thank absolutely. You asking the hard questions, Andrew.
Yes, absolutely. We were talking about Republican voters for Harris that was formed over the weekend, and we're going to talk about the Veep Stakes because she starts traveling tomorrow.
Yep, that we feel like there's something coming today.
It's either going to happen today or it's going to come tomorrow. She's going to be in Philadelphia.
Yep.
And then she's going to be in Eau Claire on Wednesday.
Yep.
Tom from L.A., thank you for your patience, Tom. Good morning.
I was wondering the same thing as Andrew from Maine was, actually, and I'm glad to hear that you guys answered that question.
About Aurora? Critically important
yes,
stuff.
Very important.
Yes.
Exactly. Dan, I just wanted to say that I want to thank you and Greg so much for actually talking about Project 2025 every day, because I don't think our regular media or even some of our, you know, left-wing media understand that this is the difference between a democracy and an authoritarian dictatorship, that they don't understand that, you know, we are basically going to be living in a Handmaid's Tale world if Donald Trump actually gets in there. I don't think they understand the severity of it. And I'm so happy that Republicans for Harris are coming out the way that they are. I'm hoping that they're in the battleground states because this is the whole ball game. I mean, I wish that we had a national popular vote, so, you know, people like myself that live in California actually had more of a effect on what's going to happen in this country. But I mean, this is not a game, and this is not a game where we should be not fact-checking even callers that call in.
But Tom, let me stop you there for a second, though. You are assuming that we have the ability to know what a caller is going to bring forth, and we may not necessarily have everything right at our fingertips. I appreciate what you're saying, and I think we all try to do the best that we can, but that is not necessarily always possible. Do you understand that?
No. Absolutely, and I totally understand that. But what I like about the fact is that you and Greg actually can push back when it comes to the simple kind of things that everyone knows and say, that's not true.
Yeah.
That is not true that the Democrats have run the debt into, you know, infinity. It's been tax breaks for the billionaire class. It's been because of money and politics, and it's been because of the three Supreme Court cases, whether it be Buckley versus Vallejo, Bilotti versus First National Bank, which made corporations people and money speech, and Citizens United.
Oh, absolutely.
Which has kicked this whole thing into a horrible, horrible world that we're dealing with right now. And like I said, I just wanted to thank you guys, because honestly, just the obvious things where these people call up and say certain things, you actually push back and say, that's not really true.
Well, I appreciate that, Tom. I really do. And we try, and I think we all try.
Yeah.
And but again, I want to make sure if I'm going to call somebody out on that, I better be right.
Yeah. I think to Tom's point, though, regarding and thank you so much for calling, Tom. We really appreciate it. I think one of the things I want to address, though, with regard to Project 2025 and why we don't see the mainstream media speaking about so much is, one, it's not entirely sexy. It's a very, very wonky.
It's 953 pages. Yeah. I mean,
but also, no matter how left-leaning or mainstream your news sources, whether it's a CNN or an MSNBC or even an ABC, like mid-center, like, you know, the networks, they're still run by corporations, and those corporations have interests. They have shareholders.
They want tax breaks.
They want money. They want tax breaks. And if you want a deeper dive into that, look at the difference between what you think CNN does versus the guy who owns CNN. I'm not talking about the guy who runs CNN. I'm talking about David Zaslav, who runs Warner Brothers Discovery. He's not a friend of paying taxes. He's not a guy who wants to be the guy. So when we talk about the mainstream media not covering this, it's because they have bigger interests than getting us informed. Their interest is making money and making their shareholders happy.
And protecting their profits.
And that is what dictates the news you hear on those networks.
And as Tom, we are going to continue talking about Project 2025. We will cover it.
We will never stop.
We will never stop up until the election. And as a matter of fact, next Monday at 10:30. So next Monday at 10:30, we're going to be joined by retired Rear Admiral Joe Sestak, who is with National Security Leaders for America. And he is going to join us to talk about, again, Project 2025, what the ramifications would be of this. What would be the ramifications of Trump being able to come in and fire 50,000 nonpartisan civil servants and replace them with his loyalists? That being the number one requirement, not expertise, not knowledge of the subject. It's how loyal are you to Donald Trump?
Exactly.
And I can see all kinds of the January 6th rioters.
Traitors.
Getting pardons and joining the Trump administration.
That might get you a leg up.
He's right. That's kind of like, I would think that would be ideal. They would do anything for him. Yeah. And that should scare the crap out of everybody.
And that's the thing. They're sitting in prison right now. Like, my prince will come.
Oh,
my
yeah.
king will free me.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see. I mean, the wall, healthcare, the economy.
I will continue to say, imagine your least qualified cousin who's had a string of jobs. He's never really had a long-term relationship. He was in jail a couple times, maybe a few DUIs, a few, you know, little misdemeanor assaults, stuff like that. And he gets
tapped. Really minor stuff.
Yeah, just minor stuff. He gets tapped to work for the CDC.
And folks, if you're thinking about that cousin and you can't think of that cousin, you're that cousin.
Maybe.
No, I'm just kidding. All of our listeners are perfect and wonderful and amazing, and I would never doubt you in a second.
All right. News is coming up next when we return. California guy says what?
Oh.
We have an update. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's apprenticeship programs are getting a $1 million boost. The Department of Workforce Development says the grant will help increase Wisconsin's connection to the national apprenticeship system, strengthen the workforce, and position the economy for success. Violent crime rates are dropping in major U.S. cities, but advocates say there's still more to do. Charles Crest is with the group Stop the Violence 757.
One is too many for me. So what they're saying in the numbers, yes, we don't have 10 anymore, but we still have an astronomical number that it's almost week to week. We're losing someone between the ages of 30 to 15.
In the first quarter this year, Milwaukee police say homicides dropped 39% compared to the same period last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Alley Project in Waukesha is up for discussion tomorrow night at a council meeting. The initiative to revitalize Freedman Alley in downtown Waukesha is gaining momentum as the Community Development Department has presented its Activate the Alley plan. The proposal seeks to transform the alley into a pedestrian corridor, linking Riverfront Street and Main Street near the Five Points. If approved, the plan could allow Waukesha to apply for grants to help funding. There's a lot of money in the first CD race. The Badger Project reports that Representative Brian Stile is entering the contest with a significant financial advantage, having raised over $4 million in the first half of this year alone. Peter Barca, who briefly held the seat in the 90s, has raised nearly $800,000 since April. And there's a flood watch that starts tonight for most of the listening area, the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There is bad news for American football fans. A judge has overturned the $4.7 billion verdict in a class action lawsuit against the NFL due to flawed witness testimony. Just a quick heads up, that will probably be the only NFL news you hear moving forward that doesn't involve Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's a brand new season. Touchy McGee is back in the news. Nope, not Kevin Spacey, Cuba Gooding Jr. He's trying to refurbish his person after many sexual assault allegations, one of which he shares with Sean P. Diddy Puff Daddy Combs III. During an appearance on News Nation, the Oscar winner promoted his new faith-based film, The Firing Squad, which also stars Kevin Sorbo, and told host Dan Abrams he's rediscovered his Christian faith. Abrams asked Cuba if he's expressed regrets and sorrow for his actions. Gooding said it's made him a better person. See, folks, that's why he fondles other people inappropriately, to be better. Most people just deliver meals on wheels. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Mosquito Joe of Waukesha. For a SWAT-free summer, call 262-232-7570.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening with some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
What's bugging you?
A family picnic in our own backyard sounded like a great idea, but no.
They know what's bugging you. And Mosquito Joe's Mosquito and Tick Service can fix it. Call Mosquito Joe of Waukesha County. They'll give your yard an effective treatment that starts working immediately to eliminate those pests. Mosquito Joe, making outside fun again. Call Mosquito Joe today, 262-232-7570.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the hilarious and deadpan comedy stylings of Tom Ryan. And Green Bay band Ask Your Mothers, Eric and Adam, will join me to perform in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, the wonderful Jess on the board. You can join us coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha at 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter.
We had someone on the text line actually ask this question too.
This is so funny.
Jane, what's your email address?
Jane says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane says, at civicmedia.us. If you ever have a topic you would like us to discuss, maybe something going on in your community, no matter where you are across the state, we are broadcast statewide. So you can be in Oshkosh, you can be in Wausau, Richland Center, Amory. Jane says, at civicmedia.us. And I did want to just quickly share this comment from what you can do. It says, being dyslexic, I thought the show was Man Eater on Air. By the time I realized no one was going to be devoured, I was already hooked by your excellent coverage. Great show. Thank you so much. That is so funny. I have never been called a man eater. Black Widow of Milwaukee Morning Radio. Yes.
Whoa. Yeah, we need to get into that later.
Well, I had like 9 partners over the course of several years, and most of the bodies have been found, so don't worry about it. No,
were they found in Central Park next to a bike? We'll talk more about that tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
More about that tomorrow. That's called a segue teaser.
That's called a tease.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. We wanted to come back and talk about California. California guy, lake sitting axe throwing California guy, Eric Hovde.
Yeah. Professional rake stepper, as Pat Kreitlow calls him.
I love that term so much. Eric Hovde does have challengers.
I thought you could say he has challenges.
Well, that could be, sure. But he does have challenges, challengers. The primary is August 13th. And Eric Hovde says Thomas Leaguer, who is running for the America First Party, Eric Hovde believes the Democrats have put Thomas Leaguer on the ballot under America First. It's a Democrat plant to try to siphon votes off of me. Hovde telling a different radio station, Democrats will stop at no level to hold on to power, including putting Leaguer on the ballot. There's a problem here.
Well, first of all, he says in the article they did an extensive investigation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Folks, we have it here in breaking news. Matt and Air on Air, or Man Eater on Air, whoever's listening. No, they didn't.
They did not do an extensive investigation?
They absolutely did not. You know why? Tell them why, Jane.
Because in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Mr. Leaguer says that is absolutely not true.
Yeah.
The candidate himself.
Yeah.
But we can't trust him.
We have to dig
deeper. Well, he's a Democratic plant.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. We have to dig deeper into the information, Jane. We have to know more about Monsieur Leaguer.
Monsieur Leaguer, 37, again, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is to the far, far, far right of Eric Hovde and almost everyone else. A former lobbyist for the Wisconsin Gun Owners and Corporation, Leaguer said some people call some of his ideas extreme. He's also claimed he's an unindicted co-conspirator in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. He does not, however, appear to be mentioned by name in any of the criminal complaints.
Well, yeah, he's an unnamed co-conspirator.
Jess is so smart.
It's like an uncredited walk-on role on a TV show. You wouldn't see my name. I was not credited.
Mr. Leaguer says he was on the witness list for 2 of the federal trials, but had planned to invoke his Fifth Amendment right to not incriminate himself. But he never had to testify.
So he's just incriminating himself now.
Yeah.
Is there some residual glory attached to this?
There was never any glory.
No, and I think the thing is like he wasn't indicted. He was probably investigated. And they said, yeah, you're not it. Bringing donuts to the house they were all at is not part of the thing. So, sir, you're fine. And, you know, he's like, but I'll testify. We know you're just going to plead the Fifth. I know, but it's my right. We know it's your right. But it's Constitution. We get it, sir. Please just... Yeah, you can keep a business card. Goodbye.
In the end, 14 men were criminally charged in state or federal court. 9 were convicted. 5 were cleared. Mr. Leaguer running against Eric Hovde.
Yeah.
August 13th, you'll see his name on the primary ballot. Mr. Leaguer says he knew many of the people involved in the case, including Barry Croft, the accused bomb maker. Croft once called from jail to appear on Mr. Leaguer's podcast, The Free Men Report.
Wait, not the free, like, because in Waukesha here, we have the free men. It's one word. This is the free
men.
It's two words. Free men. Oh, God. I wish I had that clip from Parks and Rec. Men's rights is not a thing, and you are ridiculous. Free men. Okay.
Mr. Leaguer says he's never been a member of a militia group, though he was in some meetings with a few of those involved in the Whitmer conspiracy, but he was not involved in the plot, crediting divine intervention on why he missed the key meeting. Okay.
This is so funny. Like, there's nothing funny about kidnapping. There's nothing funny about election tampering. There's nothing funny about the crimes and allegations. But this is a sketch. Like, the idea is, like, he's like, I wasn't part of it. Yeah, because they probably gave you the wrong address. They didn't want you to show up, Leaguer. Or, like, I wasn't in that Slack chat group. Why did you not invite me?
Mr. Leaguer calling for abolishing the FBI, closing the borders, eliminating the federal income tax, halting all foreign aid until U.S. debt is under $100 million, pass a constitutional amendment recognizing fetuses as legal persons, and protecting children from radical gender theory.
Radical gender
theory. Radical gender theory. He also helped lead rallies opposing lockdowns during the COVID pandemic.
Have either of you ever heard the term, the phrase radical gender theory before?
No.
Jess?
I think maybe I've heard it, but
I feel like now that I've heard it once, now I'm going to hear it all the time because it's perfect distillation. Radical gender theory.
Oh, yeah.
And under 100 million.
Gender itself is kind of a radical theory. Let's be really honest here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's all the greatest hits. His platform are all the greatest hits of Republicanism or crazy Republicanism.
He also is not a fan of California guy Eric Hovde. He says he views the Madison banker and real estate mogul as a neocon who is reluctant to state his policy positions. That's because he doesn't have any.
Well, Tommy Boy ain't wrong there. I mean,
he doesn't have any policy positions.
He just says, we'll secure the border.
He talks in big platitudes.
Yep. Oh, yeah. There's no detail.
Ever.
No.
Ever, ever.
No. I'm sorry. This guy is a character. Like, maybe he is a Democratic plant because he's just so over the top. Like, everything about him is ridiculous.
I think if he were a Democratic plant, he would be better at his job.
I don't know. Democrats aren't great at everything.
That's
you know?
True. Well, there's that.
I mean, but yeah, it's just this is like a bad movie.
And of course, the Hovde campaign is doubling down. A vote for Leaguer is a vote for the Harris-Baldwin agenda.
Well, not in the primary, dude.
Is that a threat?
Yeah. Do you honestly, sir, Mr. Hovde, are you listening to me? It's Margaret. Do you honestly think for a moment you are in any danger to losing
to this guy,
Thomas Leaguer? I mean, sir.
We're talking to you seriously.
Yeah. Someone clip this audio, send it to his California office. It's in Laguna Beach.
Tell him to keep doing what they're doing.
Yep. Keep doing what you're doing. Making terrible ads, saying dumb things. I mean, I thought it was one thing with the overweight comments, but the farmer stuff,
the farmers,
that's not going away.
Well, and that's not very popular.
No.
Calling our farmers lazy.
Yeah.
Because all they do now is ride around in air-conditioned tractors.
You know, tractors that cost them anywhere between $20,000 to $500,000 they have to mortgage their house to get. Lazy. But yeah, Thomas Leaguer, not a threat.
Not a threat. We do, in case you missed it, and it debuted just a couple of weeks ago. Was it last week?
It was last
time
week.
Time is a construct. I have no idea.
Time like gender, total construct. Total made up.
Construct.
It's completely made up.
We received a new attack ad.
Yeah.
That, again, I don't know why it's only this show that they buy.
They trust us.
They must. That must be it.
Yeah.
In case you missed it, let's give that a spin, Jess. This is the latest attack ad. Check it out.
Well, Wisconsin, the election's only a few months away. Let's look at your choices. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has spent her life working on behalf of Wisconsinites, from clean water to child care, bringing in billions of dollars for bridges and airports across the state. Snooze. She even goes to county fairs and meets actual people who live in Wisconsin. Ugh. Our guy grew up and went to school in Wisconsin. Then he moved away for 20 years until coming back to run for office. Then, after he lost, moved away again. And after years of doing great in California, he's back for you. He's not wasting time talking to Wisconsin's farmers or nurses or small business owners. He's attending conferences about cryptocurrency in Arizona, or dipping his toes in the ocean at his mansion on Laguna Beach. He knows what's best for him. I mean, he's for you. He knows what's best for you. You can bank on it. Wow, that's clever. You guys came up with that one? Wow, that's the first clever thing we ever did. Bank on it. Awesome. Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
Just vicious.
Yeah.
Completely real, totally legitimate Super PAC.
Yeah.
Very real.
It's a very long name. I would have suggested other names for it. It's a very long name.
Everybody's a critic. Everybody's a critic.
What's better than, well, we'll
they,
talk.
They could have workshopped it.
Yeah, well.
Workshopped it. Yeah.
Word work. It's the same idea.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad they trust us. And I'm sure there'll be more ads coming down the road.
I have a feeling.
Yeah.
While we are talking about Hovde and Tammy Baldwin, Tammy Baldwin is doing quite well with raising cash.
Yeah.
She's raised almost $2.6 million from July 1st to the 24th. More than $2.1 million coming from individual donors. A WIS Politics analysis of fundraising figures shows over $700,000 from Baldwin's money came from people donating $200 or less. That's big.
That's what happened with the Harris campaign. That I don't know about all of it, but that money she raised that in the first like 48 hours were mostly small donations.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to do $200.
Nope. You can
do $10.
$10. You get 1,000 people giving $10. That makes a difference. And if that's all you can afford,
do it.
Try going for it. I mean, I'm not going to tell you, I don't like telling people to give money. That's not what I'm here for. But yeah, it's amazing to see that. And I'm almost wondering if possibly the RNC is like, you know what, Wisconsin, we'll come back in 6 years because
this didn't go so well for us.
We got the wrong guy. We should have backed Thomas Leaguer.
I have a feeling he will still be available.
With his radical gender theories.
And by the way, Eric Hovde has repeatedly attacked electric vehicle subsidies, calling them a tax scheme and corporate welfare. Yeah. But
wait for it.
Eric has bet on EV manufacturers in the last year alone. He raked in $5.2 million in capital gains from investments in electric vehicles.
What do you always say? That
hypocrite much?
Well, no. For thee, none for me. What was it?
Oh, rules for thee and none for me.
Exactly.
Yeah, none for me.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely. We're going to debut a new segment when we return.
Yeah.
Deeply Held Convictions, brought to you by Jell-O. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear.
everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala, everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
One of the state's biggest and best farmers markets is right here in Waukesha. Join thousands of your neighbors this Saturday morning between 8 and noon at the corner of St. Paul and Madison along the Fox River. Fresh produce, crafts, flowers, food, and gift ideas of all kinds are on display and on sale. We'll check in live each Saturday morning on WAUK, too. Plan to stock up this Saturday at the Waukesha Farmers Market and stop by our WAUK tent to say hi and register to win a brand new Logger bike. We can't wait to see you.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Jess is on the board. And for Calvin, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha, you can join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Don't forget, Wisconsin has a primary election August 13th. It is very, very, very important that you vote. It's really important you check your registration.
Yes.
Because this, I think, just happened in Georgia. They knocked another 300,000 people off the voter rolls.
Yep.
And you, I mean, I don't know for certain that this has happened in Wisconsin, but it's always a good idea to double check to make sure you are still registered. It's myvote.wi.gov.
It's all the difference between walking in and what could be a 5-minute experience to a half an hour. Not everybody has that, and that turns people away from the polls. So remember, you can always register in person on the day of. You need a piece of ID, and I believe you need a bill from home as well.
That used to be the case.
But check your registration on myvote.wi.gov. Just makes it easier so you know and check out that ballot. Check out your ballot, see what's on there. Mine's really long.
Your ballot?
Yeah, it's lots of write-ins.
Oh,
it's just,
interesting.
It's just it's a convoluted ballot, I think.
There are two critically important amendments to the state constitution on the ballot that will essentially take away checks and balances and give more power to the legislature and take away the governor's ability to handle federal emergency funds. As a reminder, during the COVID pandemic, the legislature gaveled in and gaveled out.
Multiple times they've done that.
Yes. So Tony Evers was at work doing his job, getting money out to small businesses and communities. And they gaveled in and gaveled out. So in the middle of a crisis, if you would like to see more of this incredible in action, because they're really, really good at doing nothing, then I would say you should vote yes.
I would love to see, like, if somehow the Democrats could gain control of the state house, which, who knows, but we're not guaranteeing or pinning all of our hopes and dreams on. I'm just wondering if maybe, just maybe, the Assembly and the State Senate would have maybe a 4-month working year or 5-month working year, not a 10-month holiday break.
It's crazy. It really is.
I think they make $60,000 a year now.
It's tough. It's tough, Greg. It's tough.
Great job if you can get it.
Absolutely. We are going to move on to a new segment we're calling Deeply Held Personal Convictions, brought to you by Jell-O. Kyle Rittenhouse, of course. Was it Thursday? It was Thursday night, I want to say.
Was it Thursday or Friday?
He went on Twitter and announced he would not be supporting Donald Trump's efforts to return to the White House. In the post on Twitter, Rittenhouse argued Trump had a bad record with respect to gun rights and therefore explaining he would be backing Ron Paul.
Yeah, Ron Paul, who I don't even think has made an announcement to run.
No.
Unless he's like running on the very unknown gun ticket or gun party or gun show.
Now, I don't understand Mr. Rittenhouse's disappointment, because according to the former president himself, when he was in office, He did nothing about guns. Do we have that clip?
During my four years, nothing happened, and there was great pressure on me having to do with guns. We did nothing. We didn't yield. And once you yield a little bit, that's just the beginning. That's the avalanche begins.
Yeah, he did nothing on guns or making our kids safer at schools or any of us safer at grocery stores or church or synagogue, or I can go on and on and on and on about all the things the Trump administration did not do to make us safer from guns. So why Kyle decided to back Ron Paul, and Tony asked on the live stream, Ron Paul is still alive? That's kind of what I thought too.
Yeah, because everyone's been saying what? Rand Paul.
And yeah, which is his son.
Yeah. I was trying to find the graphic because before he had his huge change of heart, he posted a graphic on his Twitter page about all the reasons why they thought, and there was like 9 reasons they felt he was bad on guns. It's basically because he wasn't just allowing guns to exist without any sort of problem. And if like bump stocks were a problem, he didn't come out immediately and dismiss it. Like, the kind of pro-Second Amendment that Kyle Rittenhouse is absolute and without any sort of, there's no changing him. It's immutable.
Well, they're just never going to be happy.
No.
Unless a baby gets their first handgun in their bassinet at birth.
Absolutely.
I really, really. I mean, there are pretty few restrictions for Americans to get their hands on a gun. I don't understand what the complaint is.
I just wish I could find that graphic, because it was amazing, because there were like 9 things. I was shocked when I saw that. I'm like, some of this seems pretty nitpicky to me.
Well, fear not, because after less than 24 hours, I thought it was going to take 3 days, Greg Bach. Remember, we talked about that swap here on Friday. I said Monday.
Yeah,
I said by Monday, Kyle Rittenhouse will back off. No. By Friday, he backed off. Completely.
Within hours.
By Friday afternoon, he was back on Twitter writing he is 100% behind Donald Trump and encourages every gun owner to join him in helping send him back to the White House. In the last 12 hours, I've had a series of productive conversations with members of the Trump team. Read threats.
Yeah.
I was going to say productive conversations.
Do this or else. I'm confident he will be the strong ally gun owners need to defend our rights. My comments made last night were ill-informed and unproductive and got you dragged.
Yeah, in other words, you got big bullied time on Twitter, dude.
Big time. So much for the deeply held personal convictions. Kyle Rittenhouse, brought to you by Jell-O. I'm impressed with just how flexible you are and how quickly that happened. It's whoosh.
I mean, when you hear new information, Jane, it's important to open your mind.
And be open to information.
Yes, yes.
That's what it is. All right. News is coming up next. And then when we return, we need to talk about Elon.
Yeah. And you need to listen, people.
That's
seriously.
That's all coming up. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Smile like you mean.
The Shaw, WAUK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend. Has Kamala Harris picked her VP, or is it still to come? Find out Monday.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.